Remember when your child took his first step? When she rolled over for the first time? Many parents have a sense when something's not right, but no one has a detailed instruction book. We turn to pediatricians and other child experts, and many parents wait longer than they should because they're not sure what's normal. The average age for an autism diagnosis, for example, is 4, even though diagnosis and treatment could begin by age 2. Those child experts have used an Ages and Stages questionnaire, or ASQ, to get those answers. Easter Seals Crossroads is making that ASQ questionnaire available to parents to use as their own tool to diagnose what's wrong. Scott Fogo is director of Autism and Medical Rehabilitation Services at Crossroads, and he says this tool helps parents talk to physicians.
So suddenly we've turned that which is in our gut about, I think something's wrong or something's going on, or maybe my child's not developing at the same level of one of my other kids or the neighbor kid. We can finally go into the doctor's office and say, okay, doc, it's not only in my gut, but it's in this screening tool as well.
Fogo says parents and care providers are part of the same team, even though they may speak different languages.
Physicians are scientists and families are artists. Families know in their gut if there's something going on with their kid, and sometimes that's hard to communicate with physicians.
Early identification of the problem means early treatment and better outcomes. Alex New is a 2012 high school graduate who got help for a developmental disability at the age of 2. The Roncalli graduate's mother explains his story in a YouTube video.
My son, Alex, attended your developmental preschool and had some pretty significant speech delays and as well as some other developmental delays. We just found out today that he was accepted to the University of Indianapolis. I don't know who to thank, but I've always promised that if he would ever be able to succeed and graduate and go to the next step, that I would call you all first and tell you how grateful we are.
Make the First 5 Count questionnaires are available at EasterSealsCrossroads.org by clicking on the Make the First 5 Count logo on the front page. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.